Many local entrepreneurs and innovators have been receiving the necessary technical support through Startup Jamaica since its inception in July 2014. The initiative is providing mentorship and other business support for aspiring and new technology entrepreneurs. Startup Jamaica, spearheaded by the Ministry of Science, Technology, Energy and Mining, is currently working with 19 young entrepreneurs who are looking to advance their business ventures.
There are probably about 10 to 15 companies who are here on a daily basis, operating from here. Actually, they have their operations here, getting support, guidance from the team that is here.
Juno Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Julian Robinson. Since the program was launched, a number of local businesses have received the opportunity to pitch their business ideas to several potential investors willing to provide funding and business development support. The government has already partnered with Jordanian entity Oasis 500, which committed $30,000 to each of the startups currently in operation.
A number of them pitched to Oasis, and three of them are actually in Jordan right now, going through the acceleration process there. There are others, some opted not to go, and others who are here, who are continuing to work and develop their products and their solutions while being here.
Just recently, 10 of 19 business startups operating at the facility in downtown Kingston got a chance to make presentations to representatives of American technology investment group DevLabs, which is among the investors being engaged by the ministry. Rory Walker, founder of Jamaican Care Packages, is one of the persons who got the opportunity to present his business idea to representatives of DevLabs.
I had applied to Startup Jamaica. I had sent them like a little pitch about my company, like a little presentation, and I was actually selected as one of the persons who would pitch. How Startup Jamaica really helped me was, you know, they actually had guided me through my presentation and said, okay, Rory, they definitely try and talk about this a little more, talk about your traction, talk about your revenue. So pretty much just trying to guide me and help me to write like a pretty strong pitch. And I would say the difference, that's where I got an actual assistance, and I'm very, very, very happy for that.
Mr. Walker is expressing thanks to the Startup Jamaica initiative for the assistance provided to his company and the opportunity to pitch his business to overseas investors.
And on the day where the founders of DevLabs actually came, and I was definitely prepared and ready to pitch, and I actually pitched, and it was actually received quite well. So I'm very happy about that, and I'm also very appreciative and thankful for the opportunity that Startup Jamaica gave to me.
His business focuses on delivering Jamaican products to members of the Jamaican diaspora living overseas. Through the assistance given by Startup Jamaica, he was able to develop a website where persons living overseas may visit and make their orders.
JACarePackages.com, and they're able to just log on to the website, choose from one of our five packages, and they just place the order, and then we'll ship it right to them.
Minister Robinson says the government is looking to partner with other investors in order to provide the budding entrepreneurs with a range of companies they can approach for support.
The reality is we want to give our entrepreneurs a broad range of choices. Some will go to Oasis, some will probably look at DevLabs, but also more importantly, we want to build the capabilities here so that people who have the international exposure can come back here and share those ideas. We believe many other entrepreneurs need the international exposure where they can look beyond just the shores of Jamaica to a larger global market to share ideas with the best in the world.
Juno Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Julian Robinson. Startup Jamaica is a five-year public-private sector initiative that will provide business support for young innovators and entrepreneurs to grow their ideas into marketable products and services, thus contributing to economic growth, increasing employment, and generating foreign exchange. It is expected to attract a significant number of young persons who can be inspired to create their own startups, particularly in technology development.
Child abuse is any act or failure to act on the part of an adult which presents physical and emotional risks of serious harm to a child. Hitting a child with a piece of board, belt, or any other object is abuse. Burning a child with a hot object like an iron is abuse. Calling a child worthless, stupid, and good for nothing is abuse. Violating a child sexually is abuse. Report suspected cases of child abuse to the OCR. Call 1-888-PROTECT. All calls are confidential.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.